In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Maryam.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. So she carried him and took him away to a faraway place.
So labor brought her to the trunk of the palm tree.
She said, I wish I had died before this.
And I was forgotten.
So she isolated herself with the one she carried, which was Jesus. She moved away to a place far away from people. Labor forced her to the trunk of the palm tree. She said she was in a state of divorce.
Ashamed of people.
I wish I had died before this distress I am in. I wish I were the thing that was thrown.
He left you and forgot.
He called her from underneath her, don't be sad. Your Lord has placed a secret under you. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. Rainy rain falls on you. Then he called out to her the baby beneath her, who was Jesus.
Don't be sad, mother.
Your Lord has placed a secret under you.
It is a small river.
And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. The palm tree falls on you, fresh, lush and soft. Eat, drink, and soothe your eyes.
Either you see that there is no human being.
So say that I have vowed a fast to the most merciful.
I will not speak to anyone today.
Eat the moisture that falls on you.
And drink from the secret water that your Lord has placed under you.
Have a good soul and rejoice in your birth to me.
If you see one of the children of Adam speaking to you or asking you about anything related to you or your child,
so say that I have obligated myself to remain silent to God.
Shall I not speak to any human being today?
She brought him to her people, carrying him.
They said, O Mary, you have brought something strange.
When Jesus said that to his mother, she reassured herself and submitted to God's command. She carried him until she brought him to her people.
When they saw Mary and saw the child with her, they told her, O Mary, you have come with a strange thing.
It caused a great event.
O sister of Aaron,
attributing them to her goodness,
it was attributed to a man from her people.
Your father was not a bad man who committed immoral acts.
And your mother was not an adulteress.
When her people said that to her,
she motioned for them to tell Jesus to talk to him.
Her people told her,
how do we talk to someone who was found in a cradle?
He said, I am the servant of God.
The book was given to me.
And he made me a prophet.
And make me blessed wherever I am.
He advised me to pray.
He advised me to pray and pay zakat.
As long as you live.
Jesus said to them, speaking about his mother, I am a servant of God.
And he spent the day fulfilling the affairs of his creation.
To give me the book.
And he made me a prophet.
And he made me a teacher of goodness wherever I was.
He decided to advise me to pray.
By maintaining its borders.
And to establish it according to what was imposed on me.
He advised me to abandon sins.
And avoid sins.
I was not alive in this world.
Be kind to my mother.
He did not make me a wretched man.
Peace be upon me the day I was born.
And the day I die.
And the day I will be resurrected alive.
And he made me honor my mother.
It did not make me arrogant before God and wretched.
But he humbled me to obey him.
And he made me humble.
And the security from God upon me from Satan and his army on the day he was born.
To get from me what they get from someone who was born at birth, in terms of attacking him.
And the day I die from the horror of the beginning.
And the day I will be resurrected alive is the day of resurrection.
To be terrified by people.
That is Jesus bin Maryam.
Speak the truth in which they will die.
This is the one whose description I have explained to you.
I told you about the matter of Jesus, son of Mary.
Tell the truth.
The words that I recited to you are God's word and his experience.
There is no news other than him in which delusion and doubt fall.
In which they quarrel and disagree.
It was not for God to have a son.
Glory be to him. If he decrees a matter, he simply says to it, be, and it is. Those who said that Jesus was the Son of God lied. And the greatest slander against him. It is not appropriate for God to take a son. It is an honor to God and a vindication for him to have what the disbelievers have added to him. Those who say Jesus is the Son of God. God only created Jesus from the beginning. Because he also creates and invents things. He only says, if he decrees the creation of something, it will be. So it exists as an accident. God is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. This is a straight path. And I, you people, are all servants of God. So they worshipped him and not anyone else. This which I have commanded you is the straight path. Whoever took it was saved. The parties differed among them. So woe to those who disbelieve when we witness a great day. Those who disagreed about Jesus. They became separate parties from among his people. The valley of hell is called, woe to those who disbelieve in God on the day of resurrection. I will hear about them and see the day they come to us. But the oppressors today are in clear error. Even if they are blind in this world to seeing the truth. He is deaf and unable to hear any of his writings. I will not hear them on the day they come to their Lord in the hereafter. And he will give them sight that day when sight and hearing will not benefit them. But the disbelievers stray from the path of truth. It is clear that it is unfair based on the path of guidance and guidance for those who contemplate and think about it. And warn them of the day of regret when the matter has been decided. They are heedless and do not believe. And warn, O Muhammad, these polytheists of God. The day of their regret and remorse for what they had neglected in the name of God. And the dwellings of paradise will be filled with people who believe in God. And they brought them into the dwellings of people who believe in God from hell. What a heartbreak and remorse. These polytheists are heedless of what God will do to them on the day they come to him. They do not believe in resurrection and resurrection. It is we who inherit the earth and those on it, and to us they will return. Do not be saddened by these polytheists denying you, O Muhammad, in the truth you have given them. To us is their return. We are the inheritor of the earth and the people on it by their annihilation from it. Its survival has no owner but us. Then we have to reward each worker for his work. And mention in the book Abraham. He was a friend and a prophet. And remember, O Muhammad, in the book of God, Ibrahim, the friend of the Most Gracious. He was one of the people of truth in his speech, news, and appointments. God had informed him and inspired him. When he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship that which cannot hear or see and is of no use to you? I remember him saying to his father, O my father, what do you do by worshipping an idol that does not hear a sound, does not see anything, and does not protect you from any harm? O my father, knowledge has come to me that has not come to you, so follow me and I will guide you to a straight path. Ibrahim said to his father, O my father, God has given me knowledge that he did not give you. So accept my advice and I will show you the guidance of the straight path. In which you do not go astray unless you persist in it. O my father, do not worship Satan, for Satan is disobedient to the Most Merciful. O my father, I fear that a punishment from the Most Gracious will befall me and that you will become a friend of Satan. Father, do not worship Satan, for Satan was disobedient to God. O my father, I know that if you die worshipping Satan, you will be subjected to a punishment from God's punishment, so you will become Satan's friend instead of God, and God will disown you, and you will perish. He said, I do not want you to abandon my gods, Abraham. If you do not desist, I will stone you and abandon me for a long time. Abu Ibrahim said to Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, do you not want to worship my gods? If you do not refrain from mentioning them with evil, I will stone you with words, insults, and ugly words, and you will abandon me, and your honor will be spared from my punishment, and your body will be spared from my harm. He said, Peace be upon you. I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you, for he has been with me in distress, and I withdraw from you and from what you call upon besides God, and I pray to my Lord. Perhaps I will not be wretched by praying to my Lord. You have trusted me to do what you hate again, but I will ask my Lord to cover your sins for you with his forgiveness. Indeed, my Lord has entrusted me with kindness. He answers my supplications when I call upon him. I avoid you in the worship of idols that you call upon other than God. I pray to my Lord with sincerity in worshiping him and singling him out for divinity. Perhaps I will not be miserable by supplicating to my Lord and his pardon. And he gives me what I ask for. Then when he turned away from them and from what they worshipped besides God, we granted him Isaac and Jacob, and we made each of them a prophet, and we bestowed upon them of our mercy, and made for them a tongue of exalted truth. So when Abraham separated from his people and worshipped what they worshipped instead of God, we made him feel sad about parting from them and replaced him with someone better than them, so we gave him his son Isaac and his son Jacob, son Jacob, son of Isaac. And we made both of them prophets and provided for all of them from our mercy, and that is what he extended to them in this world from the abundance of his provision. We bestowed upon them good praise and beautiful memories from the people. And mention in the book Moses that he was sincere and a messenger and a prophet. And remember, O Muhammad, in our book which we sent down to you, Musa bin Imran. Tell your people that he was sincere and God had saved him and chosen him for the message and prophecy. And God had a messenger to his people from among the children of Israel, and whomever he sent to him as a prophet. We called him from the right side of the mountain and brought him closer to salvation. Out of our mercy, we gave him his brother Aaron, a prophet. And we called to Moses from the side of the mountain, the right hand of Moses, and we brought him close to him in conversation. He mentioned that God sat down below him until he heard the creaking of the pen. We bestowed upon Moses, as mercy from us, his brother Aaron, and supported him with his prophecy and helped him with it. Ismail ben Ibrahim mentioned that he did not break his promise to his Lord or his servants. He ordered his family to perform prayers and pay zakat. He was pleasing to his Lord, and his work was praiseworthy in what his Lord assigned him, and he was not negligent in his obedience. And mention in the book Idris. He was a friend and a prophet, and we raised him to a high position. And mention, O Muhammad, in this book of ours, Idris, that he was a friend who did not tell lies. A prophet to whom we reveal whatever we wish of our affairs, and we raise him to a place of height and exaltation, and he is raised to the fourth heaven. And from those who carried us with Noah and from the descendants of Abraham and Israel. And who are those whom we have guided and chosen? When the verses of the Most Gracious are recited to them, they fall down in prostration and weep. And from the descendants of Israel and from those whom we have guided to believe in God and act in obedience to him. Who are those whom we have selected and chosen for our message and revelation? If the evidence and arguments of God that he revealed to them in his books are recited to those whom God has bestowed, they fell down in prostration to God while weeping.